News with James Sears.
50 degrees at 1:30. Good afternoon. I'm James Sears. This news sponsored by WGN America. Illinois State Police are investigating an apparent early morning shooting along Interstate 57 near Chicago. A 39-year-old man driving in Posen was injured and hospitalized for a non-life-threatening injury. A Rockford woman crowned 2019 Miss Illinois County Fair Queen will keep her title, but won't be allowed to perform duties associated with the honor. The Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs declined to give a reason, citing privacy, but Alexi Bladel's family says her decision to join the U.S. Army Reserves led to the dismissal. A lawyer for the whistleblower who raised alarms about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions submitted by House Republicans. Attorney Mark Zed says in a tweet his team made the offer to Representative Devin Nunes, the top Republican at the House Intelligence Committee. Ordinarily, questions would have to go through the panel's Democratic majority. Sports, weather, and traffic next on WGN.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGN Sports, the Bears in Philadelphia, down 0-12. Bulls take on the Pacers at 4. Blackhawks visit Anaheim tonight. The pregame with Chris Bowden at 6:30. Faceoff at 7 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. WGN traffic, one hot spot we're watching out there is the Kennedy outbound between the Byrne Interchange and Fullerton Avenue. Stop-and-go traffic there. Downtown to Montrose, 29 minutes, 48 out to O'Hare. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, some mixed morning sun, otherwise cloudy today. Tonight's spotty light rain chance continues into the overnight hours, mostly cloudy skies, low near 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance for light rain showers ends by the early afternoon, highs in the 40s. It is 50 at O'Hare, 50 at Midway, 52 in Aurora, and 51 degrees along Chicago's lakefront. I'm James Sears on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Skyline Studios, a suburban pastor has decided to just pack it up and open up a bar. It's his new calling, I'd say. Brent Raska is in studio with us. How are you, man? Thanks for coming in.
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to see you. I've ran past your new brewery about 1,000 times. I drive past it 1,000 times. It's in my neighborhood, so you're at Irving and Rockwell. You go from being a pastor to opening up a brewery called Burning Bush.
Yes, exactly. Which does sound strange, but I think for me it fits me perfectly. I didn't grow up going to church until I was 15, got involved and started going to church. And the last thing I ever thought I was going to do was become a pastor.
How does that happen? Take me back to that moment.
Yeah, my dream in junior high was to go to Princeton University to become an architect. And then later on, after college, I went to Washington State for undergrad. And I went to Princeton Seminary and became a pastor. So I can't really point to one moment, but then high school, college, there's many a times and experiences of doing ministry and just kind of felt called that way. So sure. It was a process over those years.
And you're educating people. It's like you're a teacher.
That's actually what I went to undergrad for, with social right. studies education. So okay. It was kind of a nice connection.
Does that run in your family?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you graduate from college, and where do you go?
Then I was a youth director for a year, and then went to Princeton Seminary, and my wife joined me. We were dating when I started, and she started the year after me, so we both went to Princeton Seminary together.
Oh,
she,
wow.
She's a pastor as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're both doing it. That's
yeah.
nice.
And I have to give a quick shout-out for this brewery. I mean, she's been amazing. Without her, there would be no brewery.
Let's she's face been, it, she's doing all the work, isn't she?
She's been amazing.
Yeah.
I
we
give her all
have
the credit
to give props to our wife.
Well,
our
yes.
Wives,
and I can't, words can't even sum it up. Like, she's been truly incredible. Yeah.
Okay, so you had a church, is that right, in North Riverside?
Yeah, it was Christ Presbyterian Church, where I was a solo pastor there for a little over 5 years. Long before I got there, sadly, like a lot of churches, smaller had been kind of declining for years, and we tried to keep it going best we could, but we kind of got to a point, not only the money running out, but just the energy.
Right.
Just the same few people doing everything, and said, I feel like we handled it as best we could, instead of like being forced to close our doors. This was back in 2017. Let's set a date now and go out on our own terms and celebrate what's happened here
sure.
over 50 years. And so at that time, I, you know, part-time solo pastor, I knew wouldn't do that forever. And so I've been homebrewing, and I always thought I wanted to do something more with it. And so, like, okay, now's the time to kind of jump in and make that transition.
When did you start brewing beer at your house?
In, like, 2012 or 2013.
Okay.
About 6 years ago, and started growing hops as well.
How long does the process take? I mean, you do it once, it's like, okay, we got to keep doing this to get it better and better. And once you perfected it, how long did it take?
Yeah, a couple of years, and I still am far from perfecting it. I hired a professional brewer for the brewery itself, so I won't be the brewer, but work closely with him. His name is Will Gillespie. He's got a lot of experience, which is exciting, because my vision is the whole thing, running the whole thing and giving
sure.
back to the community. Whereas a brewer, to be great at it, you got to dive in, and that's all you do. So
right.
I work closely with him, and he goes with the recipes and goes and makes it better than I could. So yeah.
But how do you go from, okay, your church closes, and to opening up a brewery?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think it combines all my passions. It kind of fits me, who I am, of being comfortable in those environments. Like I said, not growing up at church. A lot of my friends I went to high school with, I officiated a lot of their weddings because, oh, Raska, they're the only connection that they had to church. They didn't go to church, but they knew me.
Right.
And so it kind of fits. I love sports, actually beer, fellowship, giving back to the community. We want to support local nonprofits. Part of our proceeds will go back. The local nonprofits will have organized community service days, start probably once a quarter, say, hey, on this Saturday from 9 to 12, let's go serve at Habitat for Humanity or whatever nonprofit, and come back
wow.
to the bar afterwards and have a community room that, whether it's churches, nonprofits, whoever, can use for events and have fundraisers and special events. So to me, it's a transition. It's still ministry of being in the community and partnering with organizations and giving back and having fellowship. So
when does Burning Bush finally open?
I'd love to know the answer to that question. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Because the sign is up. You're yeah. at Rockwell and Irving, mm-hmm. right on the corner next to the daycare.
Yep. Yeah, and so we're hopefully mid-December. We'll keep updating on social media. We have Facebook and Instagram up and going. A website is not live yet, but will be soon. We're just finishing up inspections for construction, and then we have inspections for the liquor license.
It's Chicago.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
So
the inspectors, and when are you going to show up? And they
yeah.
don't show up. You got to reschedule.
So I'm hoping all the inspections will be done by the end of November, and we can start doing some openings in December. Hopefully. I can't. Don't quote me on it yet, but
all
hopefully.
Right. Tell me about the name. How did you come up with, and what were the runner-ups?
You know, I can't even remember what the runners up were anymore. But it just kind of, I threw it out there, and it just kind of stuck, and it stuck. I love the name because it fits who I am. It fits what the bar is all about, kind of being in the community. The story of the burning bush, where God shows up and speaks to Moses in the bush,
right.
and Moses follows.
Well, explain that,
yeah.
because a lot of people don't remember. I mean,
right.
I remember it from the movie with Charlton
right.
Heston. As
right.
soon as you say it, it's like it takes me right back to the Ten Commandments.
A lot of people say that. where God calls Moses to say, hey, Moses, you're going to go save our people from Pharaoh. They're in Egypt, enslaved in Egypt, and you're going to go rescue. And Moses is like, wait, me? I'm just a guy. But Moses follows God, and God showed up, and God was faithful, and Moses was faithful. So I love that story, and I also love the name. People that don't have a church background, you know, that's great. It's catchy. It's easy to remember. Lots
right.
of cool artwork.
Burning
and
Bush.
So it just kind of fit everything that we were looking for.
Tell me about, you came up with the name. How about the names of the beers? Because I've peeked my head in there. What are the names of the beers? Does it coincide with the Burning Bush?
We're going to try to keep the theme. Yeah, I'm still working on those names, as depending on the styles, but we're going to try to, like, Parting of the Red Sea might be one, you know, whether it's a red ale or, you know, some different things like that. Pulpit Supply, which most people won't get. Like, I used to be, like, a substitute pastor, a substitute teacher. Yeah. I was a substitute pastor. I'd fill in, people go on vacation, and they call it Pulpit Supply. So it might be, like, Pulpit Supply Pile. We'll see. Most people won't get that one, but we're going to try to keep the theme as much as we can and have fun with it, and then might just have some more generic names as well.
Brent Raska is here. He's pastor turned brewery owner. Burning Bush Brewery is going to open up hopefully sometime in December and January. I saw the article on Block Club. That's right. Where I found you in Chicago. I sent you an email and you were kind enough to respond back. But I mean, people are so excited about this, and it's such a great story. A pastor, unfortunately, had to close his church. Now he turns his passion to a brewery.
Right.
I mean, you have a great story.
Yeah.
It's hard to start with, you know, a bar, let alone, but now you have a great story.
Absolutely. And that was part of it, to really highlight that story. But it kind of fits who we are, again, of being in the community and being with people and showing up. And I think people want that. There's, you know, less and less young folks are going to churches, but there's a sense of being a part of a community, a sense of being part of something bigger, giving back to the community. And
right.
So carrying on all those things is what we're all about. So.
What about the people that aren't religious? Can they still come in?
Absolutely.
They're not going to get religion thrown in their face?
No, absolutely not. And I want to be clear about that. You know, there'll be like a normal bar, like anybody else. Most people, if they hadn't read the story, would probably not even know that I was a pastor. And so, yes, it absolutely is for everybody. People come together and hang out. So I have a one-year-old and four-year-old, so it'll be very family-friendly as well. And we're right next to a daycare. And so, yeah, so that's good.
My son was walking past your sign, Burning Bush, and he said, "Dad, this is going to be like, that's something from the Bible." I go, "Charlie, no way. It's not. It's a brewery. There's no connection there." And then the article came out in Block Club, and boom, here we are.
Yeah, there you go. And and thanks to Alex and Block Club. That's been some great press from that article. So
how did they find out? Did you send them information, or did they seek you out?
He sought me out. Yeah, I think.
Because Block Club is so good about getting these niche stories here in Chicago like yours.
Yeah, I think like you, he'd heard people talking about it. Like, hey, because Alex, he writes when breweries open. That's part of it, what he writes about. So he'd heard about me opening and reached out, and it went from there.
Tell me about the local nonprofits, because you want to help these local nonprofits. That's part of your whole deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of our proceeds will go back to local nonprofits, and whether it's schools, churches, whoever. Like maybe it's events, like fundraisers, were like for a school. Part of the benefits for that day, part of the proceeds that day go back to the school,
right?
Or different things like that, and just again. We're going to try to support maybe 3 a year, where we have a goal of contributing to supporting those three, and they kind of rotate.
Sure.
We're still trying to figure out all those details, but that's what we're all about. And so hopefully partnering with folks, and when again, that is our mission of giving back, but also building a customer base and building in the community.
Right. People see that, they want to support businesses like that. And I think as parents, we owe it to our kids to show them how to help the community. You need to go out and do charity work. I don't think a lot of people do that anymore.
You know, I think there's more and
more. Were you like that growing up? Because we did charity. My mother volunteered for everything. Mm. She volunteered for bingo, canned good, drives, you name it, we did it.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I didn't do a ton, to be honest. But I do see a sense, especially with the younger, I hate to say millennials, but the 20-something, 30-something.
Right.
I do see a growing sense of that, that people want to be more of that and give back. And so I want to tie into that for sure.
What's the website people can go to?
Burningbushbrewery.com.
Burning Bush Brewery. That's a tough one to say really quick.
Yeah, it is a lot, but it's easy to remember, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, if you search for us on Instagram and Facebook, we're live on those, and the website will be live soon.
I'm going to take a break, and I want you to talk about the beers that you have, the
Absolutely.
Initial beers and how you came up with them. Brent Raska is here, Burning Bush Brewery at Irving and Rockwell. It's going to open very, very soon. It's 720 WGN.
Dr. Kevin Mose ruins everything. No, I'm telling you, the best medical information possible, but he did feel bad that he was giving us such bad news. He's actually got some good news Monday at 6:40.
Radio Chicago, WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show, tomorrow morning on 720 WGN.
It's open enrollment, and the health plan you choose makes a difference. At North Shore University Health System, we're redefining the routine checkup by analyzing your DNA to identify future health risks for you and working to stop illness before it begins. When you're a North Shore patient, your advanced primary care physician offers the latest genetic science as part of your everyday care, all to keep you healthier longer. So choose a plan that includes North Shore during open enrollment. Advanced primary care. Healthcare for what's next.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project. Give any space in your home a new look with the wide variety of styles available with Shaw Vinyl Plank Flooring. It clicks together and is 100% waterproof. Get the look of tile with Vancouver Vinyl Plank, only $266 per square foot. Hudson Vinyl Plank has a natural wood look with an attached pad, only $299 per square foot. Get them all now at Menards. Prices good through November 9th.
Save big money at Menards.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This is Dean Richards. Enter to win a VIP evening with me and tickets to the Paramount Theater's production of Beauty and the Beast. Enter at WGNradio.com/contests.
720 WGN in studio with us, former pastor Brent Raska. Are you once a pastor, always a pastor?
I guess I view it that way. Right. Depends.
But your friends refer to you as Raska.
Yeah, it's my last name. That's
your wife calls you Brent or honey.
Yeah, there right. You go. But I love that article we just talked about in Block Club. But the title was, you know, pastor trades church for beer, which is great and catchy. But I didn't lose my faith or I haven't given up. I've left the church. I just want to make that clear. So I do identify myself still as a pastor.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Yes. It's called Burning Bush Brewery at Rockwell in Irving. The 312 River Run Project, you're going to have a path right there that is coming from, where does it start? Does it start in Bucktown?
Yeah, or maybe even downtown.
Yeah. So that path is going to go right next to your brewery.
Yeah, it's going to go right behind us. We love the location for a lot of reasons. There's great parking. There's a lot of condos and houses. A lot of people live right there, right on the river and the new bike path. So we're excited about the location for sure.
All right, tell me about the beers.
Yeah.
How do you decide on six beers upon your opening?
Right, so we kind of start with initial six. Will and I, the brewer, we kind of talk through. A lot of people ask us, you know, who are you about? What kind of beers? I'm a big hoppy person, but so we'll always have a couple that are hop forward, and then have a wide range of everything else that's identifiable stuff. Not going to do things too crazy, and so we want a little something for everybody. And so the first six we're doing, one is a oatmeal stout.
I love oatmeal. I've never had oatmeal stout.
Well, you have to give it a try. I mean, it's a very common type of stout. It's a little smoother, creamy, a little lighter.
Got it.
Amber ale with basil, which was one of my homebrew babies where I always grew the basil, and I grew for this one as well. My brewer was like, how are we going to source all that basil? We're going to need like 4 or 5 pounds. And I'm like, well, I'll just grow it. So in August, I had like all these pots in my backyard, and I got about 3 pounds of basil in my freezer that we'll use for this beer. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so stuff like that is cool. It's fun to do.
So that's organic.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
And how do you come up with amber ale with basil?
It's just
interesting to me. There's thousands of these craft beers.
There's so many. Yeah.
And it's crazy how people come up with them.
Yeah,
hit and miss?
I heard about this one from a different brewery doing it, and so that's where I got the idea. I'm like, oh, let's try that. And so I homebrewed it several times, and people really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Do you invite your neighbors over and say, okay, I'm trying out a new beer. You guys want to try it?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, once... when I was first starting out, I did for sure. But once I decided to hire a head brewer, I did less of that, just focused on getting the business going.
I'd like to be a part of the taste testing process since I'm in the neighborhood.
Hey, you're welcome to. Yeah,
that'd like
be great.
It. Yeah.
Well, along that line, so hopefully we'll be starting to brew in the next couple of weeks. So to finally get that going, to start building up, having these beers.
So once you find out the opening, which will be sometime in December or hopefully, early January, once you find out, when do you have to start brewing? How long
so
does it take?
So we can start brewing ahead of time. So once the... we're just hooking up the water to the brew house this week, so hopefully the week of the 11th we're going to start brewing. Even before we pass all the inspections for the liquor license, you can start doing a few batches. There's a limit to how much you can do, but we can start getting that going to kind of build up the supply. And it takes about 2 to 3 weeks from when you actually brew the beer to when you could drink it. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. So hopefully start building up a stock in the next couple weeks.
Good to know. What are the last three?
Yeah, the last four. So a Belgian double.
Sorry, last four.
Will be... Another one, an IPA that'll be a nice kind of citrusy, not too heavy on the body, pale ale, and a light Mexican lager that's approachable for everyone, a lighter beer.
Is that your lightest beer on the menu?
Yeah, that will be the lightest one.
Okay, I like it. You're also going to have wine?
Yeah, so I got this idea a few months back to have a wine kegerator, but we'll have 8 wines on tap. It's a dual zone
well,
kegerator.
You're a former pastor, that's the story. you have to have wine.
You know, and my wife as well, a lot of breweries have full bars, some just have their own beer, but... for us, my wife doesn't drink beer, so having that option for people that aren't beer drinkers, and so we'll do some fun stuff with it. We can have wine flights as well as beer flights,
right?
And so so we'll have white and red on tap. And so,
how about a rosé? You got a rosé?
Yeah, we'll have a rosé. We'll have some ciders. Might even have a prosecco, a sparkling,
got
some red.
Every woman drinks rosé nowadays.
I enjoy it as well. I'm not ashamed.
Do you really?
Especially in the summer. Yeah, I mean, I drink
a little
bit of
it. It tastes like Kool-Aid to me.
Well, there's dry ones. Because there's sweet ones. Yeah. But there's also dry ones that are really dry that aren't so sweet. So,
okay. Well, non-sparkling, my wife would ask?
Yes, most of them are non-sparkling.
All right.
We might have a Prosecco sparkling option.
Do you have vodka?
We're not going to start, but we might... We might grow to spirits down the road. We might have a handful of craft spirits.
Is that a different license?
It's actually not. My attorney told me once we get the license, we could sell anything. We just start, keep it simple. But we might grow to some craft cocktails down the road.
How do you decide on that?
It's a good question. We'll see. I think we'll see what the market demands, if people are into it, if we're doing good without it. You know, we will, like I said, have the wine and cider and beer. So we have a wide range as it is, and we'll see if we want to expand or not.
Boy, I've never started a business, but I can't imagine the stress, because you get the stress until you open, and once you open, you got to get people in there. And once the people are in there, okay, do we need to add stuff to the menu? Do we need to take things off? Do we need to add alcohol? Well, I'm sure you have that process.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, obviously I was a pastor, so a huge learning curve. So learning all this, it's been fun, but learned a ton, and we'll continue to learn. But you're right; it's like, oh, and we thought we were going to open in September or October, and his money just keeps going out.
Right.
But it's like, okay, we're going to have enough to open our doors, but just because we opened our doors doesn't mean how much money is going to come in. You know, so it is stressful, and it's been a lot. And, you know, having a one-year-old and four-year-old, I'm like, was this the right time to do it? Well, but here we are. So
it's
fun never stops.
The right time.
Exactly.
All right, tell me about the food.
Yeah, for food, we decided, like a lot of breweries to do, not to go the full kitchen route. We'll have... some snacks. We want to have good snacks that hearty, some cheeses, maybe some assorted nuts, some chocolate, and some other things as well. And people can order in their own food, bring in their own food, and hopefully have food trucks on the weekends.
You're kidding. Really? So if somebody wants to order a pizza and they're sitting in there, that's okay?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of breweries do that.
I didn't know that.
I live in Skokie, go to Temperance, which is Evanston. They do that. Dovetail, McGuile, which are like a mile away. You can do that there as well. So, yeah, it's very common, the breweries, where you can order in your own food.
How do you get a food truck to show up? What do you do?
Yeah.
Does it depend on crowd, or you try it out a few times, hit and miss?
Yeah, pretty much. That's another thing I'll be learning. So reaching out to folks to see what it takes to get them there, and then hopefully that they'll make enough business so they'll want to come back. I know a couple people that have connections, like, hey, let us know. So I think that's a good place to start.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
So you're a small business, and you don't really have that big of a kitchen. You invite a food truck. I never knew you could do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, because, as you know, restaurants, a whole other operation, cost, employees, all those things. things. That's why a lot of craft breweries are so successful. It means there's always risk, but there's less overhead, and you're making a raw product. Like that pint we're selling for $6 or $7, we're costing about 75 cents to make,
right,
just ingredients. And so profit margins just on the beer and wine are great, but obviously you got to get I'm only selling in-house at first, so you got to get people there and do all that. But,
right. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'll get the word out.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, things like this are huge. So.
It's a fun neighborhood over there. When people see a business that's about ready to open, it's like, oh my God, when's it going to open? What have you heard?
I know.
Have you heard anything? People are peeking in the window.
Yeah, I'll see
people
all the time.
People knocked on the door?
Oh, yeah. And several people, I say, hey, come on in. I show them around. And, you know, people. So if you're ever walking by, and I'm there almost every day, so I'm happy to show folks around.
Yeah. I love it. Brent Raska, Burning Bush Brewery. What's the website one more time?
Burningbushbrewery.com.
That's very simple. Congratulations. And I'll bring my family in as soon as you open. You have my email. Just let me know.
You bet. I'll keep you posted. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's a wonderful Chicago story. That's what we love here at WGN.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It's 720 WGN. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
The live and local sound of Radio Chicago. 720 WGN.
I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I founded a Silver Lining Foundation in 2002 to raise awareness about the importance of early detection and to eliminate any cost concerns. Do you live in the greater Chicagoland, Evanston, Elgin, or Rockford areas and know you should get that potentially life-saving test? Are you a breast cancer survivor who can't afford follow-up testing? We can help. And if you called last year, it's time for your annual mammogram, and we'll make sure you get it. A Silver Lining Foundation works with 12 partner hospitals, and you'll be treated with the dignity and respect every human being deserves. Life is tough, but getting a mammogram isn't. Early detection saved my life, and it could save yours. My mom used to say, we're all family, and we have to help each other through the tough times. Call us at 312-345-1322. 312-345-1322. Or visit asilverliningfoundation.org. There is a silver lining.
Meet Tim McCormick, CEO of SOS Children's Villages, Illinois.
SOS Children's Villages, Illinois is focused on keeping brothers and sisters together in a private individual home with a full-time foster parent whose only job is to care and love and transform a child's life with an intentional community called a village that makes a difference not only in the child's life, but in our community.
Meet Tariq, one of SOS Children's Villages' many success stories.
I was 12, 8th grade with SOS. They were so loving and caring that me and my siblings actually were able to stay together and continue to grow as a family. Instead of just shuffling from place to place, it was good to have somewhere that I can actually call my room, my home, and know that I can go home to my family.
SOS Children's Villages Illinois takes foster care to the next level.
Well, all the resources that we rely upon come from donors who support our mission. We work closely with the Department of Children and Family Services to provide this unique model of foster care.
You want to know more? Tariq?
To find out more what we're talking about, visit sosillinois.org.
The Trickster Art Gallery in Schaumburg is the only Native American-owned and operated arts institution in Illinois. It gets its name from the Trickster, a cultural educator who teaches spiritual and life values, often through humor and even jokes. At the gallery, Native and other American artists share each other's cultures working side by side. The gallery becomes a place where cultural artists of all ages have space to share and to create a cultural voice. There are year-round rotating exhibits of paintings, sculpture, pottery, dance, and music, and a very special Wall of Honor exhibit and tribute to Native American veterans. There are educational hands-on tours for schools, Boys and Girl Scouts, as well as a unique Native library and research center full of Native-authored books. Everyone is welcome. Find out more at TricksterGallery.com. That's TricksterGallery.com. Trickster Art Gallery, providing a voice to cultural education and awareness.
Thanks again to former pastor Brent Raska, Burning Bush Brewery. I root for guys like this that are opening up new places like this. It's at the corner of Rockwell and Irving. Rockwell and Irving is basically Irving and Western. You know, some wine, some beer. Can't go wrong, man.
Get some food from those food trucks.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
You could bring in a different food truck every other day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or on the weekends. This week will be tacos. Next week it'll be pizza.
When I lived out in the suburbs, they had a bunch of different food trucks that would go into different local breweries. One was like a grilled cheese one.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess you could take a food truck anywhere, really.
Yeah, because it's on a truck.
Right. It's food on a truck, Pete. What are you, an idiot? Yeah, I kind of am. Looks like the Bears are about ready to score. Is that right? They're down 19-0.
Eek.
I don't know. Did they score? 19-0. Third and goal.
Third and goal.
For the Bears. I think you got to punch it in. You get two downs. This is it. You just got to keep punching it in. And they just scored. It'll be 19. Well, we don't know about the extra point. Movember is a month that you support men's health. We will talk to my urologist, Dr. Ted Schaefer from Northwestern Hospital, coming up very, very